Welcome, everybody, to Fright Night. This is a podcast where we talk everything horror. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Lee.
I'm Pete.
And we got a special...
Shut the fuck up. Wait till we intro you, man. Jesus. How professional are you? So, like you heard, that's our special guest tonight, Robert Hernandez. He's a personal friend of ours and part of the Sith family, and he's also a cop.
Dick. We won't hold that against them.
Yeah, exactly. You're part of the what? Houston Police Department?
Yes, I am.
You sure about that?
He's a law dog.
When anybody asks my career, I just usually say city employee. I never introduce myself as a law enforcement.
Not only when you're pulling somebody over, you do.
Yeah, right. You know, you flash your badge every chance you get.
No.
You pull somebody over, he's not like, you come up and be like, hey, I work for the city. Can I see your license?
No.
He drives around and just somebody does a dick move in traffic. He just puts his badge up to the window.
Yeah, somebody cuts him off. He's just like, fuck it.
Dude, I don't care.
Just speaking about how many police do.
To tell the truth, I don't care that stuff with me on when I'm just in plain clothes, man.
He just taps the window with his gun, then, hey, fuckboy.
Not even, dude. I don't even carry that with me.
Oh, there's great to hear on the show.
What kind of cop are you? You don't carry your gun.
Not when I'm off duty, man. Especially when I got the kids and stuff and family around. I prefer not to.
Because you might go angry on them or something.
No, I just don't, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I was hoping to actually hear some crime scene stories, but I was informed that we can't have that on the show.
No, we can't.
That's
who says we can't have it on the show?
GOs, dude.
Well, don't link the show to your GOs.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
So you're dealing with those, oh man, I forgot their name. What's the name of the big gang there in Houston? The,
MS-13, all that crap?
Yeah, MS-13, there you go. You deal with a lot of those?
No, not really. It's mostly like, you know, the smaller ones, you know, the wannabes, the little jits.
Yeah, give us some names. What are the names?
Oh, dude, I don't even know anymore, man. They come up with so many new ones every day, man.
Isn't this your job to know? What kind of cop are you? You don't carry a gun? You don't know the gangs? Shows how safe Houston is.
Right? Shit.
Houston, oh, shit. You're in his hands.
He's like a cop like I am on horror. Just bad at it.
Exactly.
Well, with that said, yeah, exactly. This show is about horror. We just thought we'd give you a little insight into Rob there. So,
yes. I'm going to give a lot of insight into this show right here. You guys are going to do a lot of talking. I'm going to go, no, I haven't seen it.
He's going to take a nap. Yeah, that's usually Pete.
It's like, you haven't seen that movie? He's like, no, I haven't seen it.
Well, I saw The Green Inferno the other day.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen it.
I have a feeling you liked it.
It was all right. I mean, it's probably one of his better works next to the Hostel series.
Works?
But I
was let down. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I could have just gone in my DVD rack over here and just grabbed Cannibal Holocaust and just been satisfied.
Exactly. You see, I didn't even say anything, and you hear what he said. We talked about this on another show. It's basically a cheap read. I'd rather watch Cannibal Holocaust. Say it's true.
But I don't understand why why people are sucking his dick so hard, man. I don't think he's done anything great. You know. Having a brain fart. The guy that did the Hatchet movie and stuff.
What?
Adam Green. Adam Green, yeah, man. Now they came out around the same time, and I think Adam Green is.
What were you saying about Adam Green?
He said he sucked.
I think his work has been better than Eli's, and I don't understand why he hasn't.
Momentum. Oh, fuck yeah. I know. I say the same thing. Like, why has not Adam Green... I mean, have you seen all of Adam Green's stuff?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the... man, I'm a total brain fart on that one. The one where they get stuck on the ski lift.
Frozen.
Yes.
The only one I haven't seen is Spiral.
I haven't seen that one either.
That's the name of it, right? With the guy from Hatchet?
No, I can tell you right now that I've never seen Frozen.
I haven't seen any of them.
You saw Frozen. You saw it with your son at the theater. What are you talking about?
No, man. Sorry, sir. My son's a son.
I can't watch him.
He doesn't like that song. He doesn't. You know, we're not into that whole thing. I think the only Frozen he saw was Channing Tatum doing lip sync battle. I think that was about all he saw.
Oh Jesus!
I didn't even know that was a horror movie.
Oh, dude, it's great, man. These stupid kids get stuck on a ski lift, and I forgot where it took place, but
probably in Colorado,
something like that. They were on a ski lift, and what they did was they paid the guy that runs the ski lift. You know, they paid him under the table.
It was like the end of the weekend or something,
right?
Like, instead of everybody was getting off the mountain,
right? And you know, and the guy they count tickets to know how many people are on, but since they paid under the table, they didn't count their ticket. So they turn off the thing after they counted everybody off the ride.
Well, he goes to the bathroom or something and has somebody replace him at the counter. And that guy, he's like, oh, fuck it, everybody's off the ride.
Right, right. And
so he ends up shutting down the ride.
And these people get stuck on there overnight and, like, you know, negative temperatures, and they start freezing and stuff.
Oh, they're there the whole weekend.
Oh, that's what it was, yes.
Yeah, they're stuck the whole weekend. Everybody goes off the mountain for the whole weekend.
It's a good
But they're, like, on the – yeah, they're, like, way up in the air fucking stuck. And they're freezing to death. They got no food. Then the wolves start surrounding them. Or I think like one dude like tries to jump off and ends up breaking both ankles.
Right, right.
And he can't walk. And the wolves come and get him. It was pretty good.
So it's not a horror movie per se. It's a movie about. It's like that movie Alive. We gotta survive. I'll eat you.
I think one of the reviews said it was like Jaws, but not in the water, because it was so suspenseful.
Right, it's a suspenseful movie, yeah.
Jaws wasn't really a suspenseful movie. It was a damn good movie, but I wouldn't consider it suspenseful.
For its time, it was.
Oh, okay.
We're talking way back in the 70s, you know?
Well, if you're comparing it to Jaws, then, you know, for its time, we're comparing a movie that to the 70s? As suspenseful as the 70s?
No, he's saying that people have compared it was compared, because I've read that too, where it was said that. I'm not saying he's saying it.
Pete, I know you have to watch this. Did you see Scout's Guide?
Who?
Scout's Guide versus a Zombie Apocalypse? Or
no, I have not watched that movie yet. You know what? It's actually a movie that I do want to watch, because I heard it was compared to Zombieland, but with teenagers.
No, dude, if I have to compare it to anything, it's super bad with zombies.
Right, right.
Dude, it's that crude humor, man. It's amazing, dude. I've seen it like six times.
We talked about this, Rob. My only complaint is that Blake from Workaholics wasn't in it more. When he starts out the opening scene in the movie, and I was like, oh yes, Blake's gonna be in this. And then
is that the one with the big afro hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That beginning, he stole it, man. He was.
Yeah, he did. I loved him in that. That fucking scream! The scream he lets out.
That was a surprising flick, man. I can't believe it's rated so low on Rotten Tomatoes, man.
What is it, a sleeper movie?
I consider it. Yeah, I would say it is, man.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I've heard a lot of good things about that one, to where it's, you know, because it's like, and we explain it on every episode, you know, my brand of horror movie that I like to watch is comedy more horror. comedy horror than anything. So that's why, like, something like that interests me, or, you know, like Zombieland was good for me, you know.
Well, I mean, I think you'd like it. I think
you will too.
Yeah, I watched the making of and all the documentary stuff on it, and the director came out and goes, one of the couple movies that, you know, we were trying to get a feel of when we were making this, one was The Goonies. And secondly, was The Lost Boys. And I think they did a lot. If there's a lot of wink-wink to The Lost Boys in that movie. You actually watch it really well.
Which ones? Like what? Maybe I overpassed them.
Yeah, dude. When they're looking for the diary in his sister's bedroom, and he goes to look out the window, and the zombie grabs him really quick. If you think about it, that's the same. Almost, it had the same exact timing
through the window,
and it was almost the same exact scene as when they were all in the cave, and that one zombie. That one vampire. I can't remember which one. I think it was the gentleman that just passed away.
No, it was the one with the black hair.
Marco, man.
Yes. No, Marco comes. No.
Marco's the curly hair.
It's Bill. It was Bill from Bill and Ted. That was Bill, Marco.
Bill pops up really quick.
Okay, so that's Marco.
And jumps and scares the shit out of him. It was the same exact, almost the same exact scene, dude.
Well, I'm not gonna spoil that scene for Pete, but that shit had me laughing. That scene.
Dude, it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
The window scene.
Yeah, we bought it. We bought it over the holidays or during Christmas, and we had the in-laws over. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We were watching. We were laughing our asses so hard, man. I thought my in-laws were going to come downstairs. Like,
my 4-year-old son keeps talking about that scene.
Jesus Christ, man.
He's like, I can't say what it is because I don't want to spoil it for Pete. But he runs around telling everybody, you know. Oh. I'm like, don't tell people that. Like, what are you showing this kid?
And the movie, what was the movie called one more time?
Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Scouts, right? Not Scott's. Yeah.
No, Scouts.
Because they're Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
Great little flick, man. Great little flick.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah, see, but...
Which I was putting it off for the longest, but then Rob last week told me, he was like, oh, man, come on, you got to watch this. I said, all right, you know, I'll give it a shot now. It was on my list, but I bumped it up the list for him.
Yeah, I have that Vudu account, and I told Rick, because Rick has my account, and I was like, dude, you need to watch this flick. He's like, no. I'm like, dude, watch it, man. The same stuff. He commented on the same exact stuff we were talking about. He's like, He's like, this is hilarious. I'm like, I told you, man. I told you it was fucking great. And it's sad that it just didn't pick up steam when it was did that limited release or whatnot.
Now, Rob, I want to see your reaction right now, and I do this to everybody that comes on the show, so. There's a movie Pete hasn't seen yet that I keep nagging him about, and I know you've seen it, and I know you love it. He has not seen Trick or Treat yet.
Oh, dude, that's another great little gem. That I mean, it's caught fire, and especially now with Krampus.
Yeah.
We'll hopefully see the sequel. But,
is he missing out or what?
Oh, dude, I mean, that it felt like a classic throwback to these Creepshow movies and Dark Side.
Did it stuff. Now my son, he loves Krampus. He wanted me to take him to the theater to see it and all that. I mean, my kid on the last day of school before winter break actually dressed up like Krampus and taught his class about Krampus.
That's awesome. It sucks because I don't really have the time to go to the movies anymore, because especially with the baby, it's hard for me to go and try to catch a flick.
I'm not change the subject, but you did go see Star Wars, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Well, my in-laws were in town, and my mom actually was in town when I went to see it with my daughter.
They're like, "You guys got the baby. I'm out of here."
So, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what I did. I liked it. I mean, we've all discussed the issues we thought it had, but I can't believe a lot of people are saying it's just a remake of the original, when we're all these same naggers and bitchers when Jurassic Park 4 came out.
Hey, stop talking about Kylo, okay? Anyways, let's go back to horror.
But I'm saying you could say the same thing about Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah, you could.
But
you're
it's
right.
Great. You loved it. Everybody didn't. Nobody bitched about it. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it, and I can't wait for the next one. Actually, I can't wait for Rogue Squadron.
Well, they're saying that. I mean, again, we're talking about Star Wars. We do this every show. We end up talking about Star Wars. Real quick, but they're saying that John Boyega read the script already. He obviously read the script, and he says it's a lot darker the next one, Episode 8.
I heard something that he's going to be the first gay Star Wars character.
Oh, dude.
Oscar Isaac.
And if that's the case, I mean, hell, we already saw the bromance between him and Poe developing. I mean, they're about ready to suck each other off by the end of that movie.
I think that's just what everybody's going by, just because of how the scenes were set up, and they're just making fun of it. I don't think he's going to be a gay.
Well, you know, stuff. You know, he's our age, Oscar Isaac.
Go.
And supposedly he was in a band when we were doing shit around Miami, and I hadn't even heard of the fucking band. I didn't even remember the fucking name. I read it in an article, and I was like, I've never even heard of these people.
He was in a band in Miami?
Yeah, dude.
No.
A ska band. Yeah, buddy.
No wonder we didn't hear about him.
Ska band? Yeah. Hold on. Keep going, guys.
It's a fucking ska band, man. What do you expect?
Let
me guess. He was the trumpet player.
I believe he was, actually.
See? There you go.
Oh, man.
He was like that one guy in the Mighty Mighty Boston's that doesn't do anything.
Oh, geez. He just dances and
exactly.
And waits for his turn.
He's like the Flavor Flav of the ska world.
Hey, did you see Bone Tomahawk?
Who? Blowing Tomahawk? Man, no, I don't watch gay porn.
Bone Tomahawk.
No, is that a horror movie?
It's a Western with Kurt Russell.
Which one?
No, I haven't seen that one yet, but I did see The Hateful Eight.
Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah, I was telling him about Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, man, I love it.
I had it playing in the background, I had the baby and stuff, so I didn't really get to enjoy it, but
I don't think
it was all right.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it'll be Pete's type of movie. I think it's too slow for him. Like, I think it's too slow going, knowing the type of the movies, but Pete, but, you know, that whole ending was like fucking, I thought it was great.
Oh, yeah, that's when I started watching it, was towards the end already. And
yeah, that's when the rest is just, you know, them tracking through the freaking, wherever they're at.
I tell you the truth, I didn't get to catch any of that. I was trying to feed the baby and all that crap.
Honestly, that's all it is. To be honest with you, the ending is, you know, the exciting part. The rest is just, you know, story of them trekking through the desert or wherever they're at, you know, to get there.
Right.
But Hateful Eight was great. I mean, it's not a horror movie, but yeah.
Well, I hope I figure out a way to go watch that.
Did you watch The Revenant yet?
I give you a way to watch it, but...
No,
oh, wait, no, he's a cop. I'm sorry.
He's a cop. You're talking to a cop here. He'll bust you.
No, I haven't
Prank
seen
call!
One.
Prank call!
I haven't seen that one either, man. I haven't seen that one either.
I do not consent to any searches.
Yeah. What was the two you gave me the other day that were on my list and I watched? The one that was like Children Under the Stairs. We Are Still Here, right?
No, that was the other one. That was with Barbara Crampton.
You're right. You're right. That was the one with the home arrest. Was it House Arrest thing?
Jesus Christ. Housebound.
Housebound. And it's funny because, like I told you, that I'd watched half of that another time before. Maybe I just wasn't, because I ended up liking it. And then
is
maybe
the Housebound or Homebound?
Homebound, I think it is. Homebound. I had watched half of it before, and I don't know if I just didn't get a chance to like give it, you know, the justice it deserved. And maybe I was busy doing stuff, but
I'll be back, guys. Keep talking.
I ended up liking that movie, but that one was good. I liked the ending towards that was funny. That had its like little comedy quirk.
Well, you know, it's a New Zealand flick, and that's their sense of humor, especially you know the same stuff with brain damage / Dead Alive.
Dead Alive, yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out their other fucking movies.
Didn't they do Black Sheep or something like that? Or
yes, that's another New Zealand flick.
Yeah,
and I can't remember the other ones.
I like that movie too. I like that Black Sheep too.
I didn't get to watch it. Actually, I know what you're talking about.
Laugh, you'll like it. I'm almost positive that's the name Black Sheep. Wow, we're really sucking on names tonight.
Oh, dude, we're terrible. I don't know what's the two beers I've had or what's going on.
Two beers now, huh?
Oh that's yeah. It? Oh, that's it. That's all it takes, man.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
And what was the other one you gave me? We're Still Alive. We're Still Alive or whatever?
We're Still Here.
We're Still Here. There you go. Yeah, that was definitely on my list. And just because you mentioned it and I knew you were going to be on the show, I watched it for you. See what I do for you, man?
I liked it. I think
I liked it, too.
Like I said, I think if it had a director with more time under his belt, I think it would have been filmed a little better.
Right.
And I think the lead male was terrible.
Yeah, me too. I was like, why did they cast him for that? He was he just did not fit it. He did not fit the part. He was way older than he should have been. That's what I felt.
He was bland. He was just bland, dude. When shit was going on, he was just like, oh, look, stop. And you're like,
no, but you know what's funny? He was a lot older, and I was like, oh, this guy's old and stuff. And then when they tried to make him seem young, like when he was trying to talk about the other guy, and how he was a hippie and smoking
right,
weed.
Right, 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 right.
It was just like the references coming out of his mouth, like, seemed so weird. You know, it was like my grandfather saying something. You know, I was like, no, man, I just wasn't feeling him at all.
Yeah. And that one got like a 90-something% rating on Rotten Tomato, and I just don't see how, but whatever. You know, and then you got something like Scout's Guide that just gets like 48% or some shit.
That's why I don't go by those anymore, man. I really don't.
Now, let me ask you something. I know that Chris hasn't seen a single episode yet, which is blasphemy, but what did you think about the ending of Ash vs. the Evil Dead?
Hey, well, then don't talk about it, fuckers.
Oh, man. My only big fucking issue with that show is that it feels like the episodes are, like, fucking 15 minutes long.
They do, right?
The last episode felt long. It felt good. But those other episodes, I mean, you go stand up and take a quick piss and come back and it's done. You're like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, they go quick so fast, dude. You're like, dude, they need to be more than 30 minutes. Actually, I think they're only like 22-24 minutes.
No, they're actually anywhere between 34 and 44 minutes.
No, because I've actually tried watching it on the app on my phone, and it gives you the timer on it. And I think they're mostly between like 22 and 24, believe it or not.
I know that three episodes of them were like that.
The last episode was 44 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's my only issue with them. They've been it's in and out. It's a quickie, dude. You're fucking done.
My only issue with the whole thing was the ending. I was kind of disappointed how they ended it. It was like a real quick ending. It wasn't.
Were they coming back for season two?
Well, yeah, it's set up for a season two.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
The only reason I haven't watched is because I don't have Stars. So.
And you know what? That's the only thing I have, because I don't have a Showtime or HBO or anything.
Well, you purposely got Stars just to watch that.
No, thank God. No.
So then you can.
And I'm not even gonna lie. I've tried watching it on some not so legal sites, I'll say. But everyone that I
get
got to, the ever busted me shit. The only reasons it was coming out like jumpy and. You know, or the voice wasn't matching up with this. So I was like, nah, man, I'm not going to watch it like this. No, hell no.
Yeah, I know they're going to come out with it on DVD before, you know, season two comes out and shit like that.
I'm sure.
But you actually got it at the best possible time to watch it, if it is on Blu-ray or DVD, because it's basically a two-hour movie chopped up into bits.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've told me about that before.
And believe it or not, that's actually filmed in New Zealand.
Really? Yeah. It is?
Yeah, it was filmed in Lucy Lawless's hometown.
No shit.
I mean, still on a green screen, you know, a stage setup. I mean, you can obviously tell. But yeah. Hilarious as all hell. You know, it was a great movie.
Bruce Campbell.
But it wasn't just Bruce Campbell that was funny. The other supporting characters on that show was just as funny, if not, you know, hilarious. I wouldn't say, you know, obviously not more funnier than Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Ben Stiller's son was amazing in that movie, in that show, dude. I'm telling you.
Which one was Pablo, Ben Stiller's son?
Yeah, it's Pablo.
Pablo, yeah, he was the son in
the other movie,
meet
too.
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the restaurant.
Oh, you had to think that that I actually watched anything else other than Meet the Fockers. Because after Meet the Fockers, you don't need to see anything else, because that was that bad.
That wasn't bad, dude. It was all right.
Is that right? No, it was bad.
I can name worse movies than that, dude. Shit.
Yeah, so can I.
But yeah, you definitely need to go watch Ash vs. the Evil Dead if you haven't seen it, because it is a damn good show.
Dude, you can name probably half of Adam Sandler's fucking IMDb fucking list, and probably worse than fucking Meet the Fockers too, man.
No, not really.
Oh, jeez, man.
The last Adam Sandler movie I saw was Pixel, and like I posted on Facebook, I said, wasn't that bad as everybody made it out to see, out to be.
It wasn't that. You know what? I enjoyed it. It wasn't that bad.
And you know what? I enjoyed it more for Peter Dinklage than I did for anybody else in that cast.
Same I did, too.
But, you know, the other shit he's been doing. Dude, those grown-up movies to me are fucking terrible, man.
Have you watched his Netflix movie that's out right now? Mabel Ridiculous
said
Six?
Mabel said it was terrible when she stopped watching it.
It was fucking bad.
Yeah, I don't ever hear anything about it. I don't bother even.
I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you, it was really bad.
But she said she liked The Cobbler, though.
The Cobbler?
Mm. The one with him and Method Man?
Oh, never seen that one.
No,
that's where he's a shoemaker, right? That's what a cobbler was. Fuck do I care? there is no shoemakers out there anymore. That movie is not realistic. Just like horror movies.
Hey, Jesus. This guy, man. Just bashing horror every chance he gets.
And Pete hasn't seen It Follows either, huh?
Nope.
And I talk about that too, man. That's one of my top ones I talk about all the time too.
It don't follow.
If it ain't with Pete, if it ain't Freddy or Chucky or, you know,
or funny,
he doesn't care.
I'm sure you're gonna love that new Flash episode when Kevin Smith directs it.
Well, fuck yeah, I am.
Oh yeah, he's gonna fucking.
I'm gonna fucking come faster than the Flash.
Bronze it. Oh Jesus! So what else have you seen lately, Rob? That's on your list.
See now, Rob. Not only does Rob like horror movies, but he loves the cheesiest horror movies you could ever find on DVD.
No. No.
Well, to him, it's not cheesy. To me, I look at him going, what the fuck is... Well, Jesus, man.
We've talked about this before where I say I try to give a lot of stuff a chance because there's really nothing to go for these days, so I have to give them a chance. And I end up buying these cheesy-ass ones or, you know, giving them a chance. But yeah, I think Rob goes a little bit...
No, but Rob has an extensive DVD collection or Blu-ray collection of some of the shit that I've never even heard of.
Oh, dude, I mean, the most recent stuff I bought, I don't even know anymore, dude. Let's see here. The Editor, I thought was fucking great.
That's which I still have not seen, man. I'm fucking so pissed that I've still not watched that. And I have the opportunity, so I just haven't.
And you know me, man. I love fucking Astron 6 right now.
I know you're an Astron 6 fucking diehard fan. You're like,
I know what the fucking Astron 6 is.
Oh, dude.
That's Rob's Kevin Smith.
And you know, even if
that's a guy,
it's a company.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I can't wait for their. It's not even part of the Astron 6 collection, but their next one, The Void, that has that Prince of Darkness look to it, ooh. John Carpenter type feel. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it, man. It's fucking great, man.
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, I'll send
you. I'll have to check it out.
I love
Father's Day. I was a fucking diehard Father's Day fan.
That movie's freaking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't been buying a lot.
So what? I would dare say Pete would like Father's Day because it has the humor.
The Robin Williams movie?
No.
Oh.
It's a horror movie from Astron 6. It's gory. It's gory as hell. It's got campy humor. And it has that, like, old school, like, 80s, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Come on, help me out here.
It looks like you filmed it. It looks like you're watching it off of VHS, dude.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the, what's the Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, the
Grindhouse stuff?
Grindhouse, there you go. It has that type of, I even think they started out like that, don't they? With the crackling and, you know, all that.
Oh yeah, the movie has a bunch of.
No, you check if you get a chance, Pete. Check that one out. I think you'll like that one.
Cool, Father's Day, right?
Yeah,
I'm on it.
Actually, you know what? You can watch it for free online. There's a. I'll let you know after. I forget the. There's a.
Don't bother. He's not gonna watch it.
Well, no,
no man, I'm on it.
No, seriously, there's an app for your phone that lets you watch free horror movies, and it has all the trauma movies on there.
What's it called?
I gotta look it up. I don't wanna close this. Well, actually, you know what? Let me see. Am I still talking? Still
going? Yeah, so.
All right, cool. It's actually called. Let's see if I still have it here. I might have fucking deleted.
Writing this down, Pete.
No, you know what? I deleted the link. It's like horror something. It's an app. It's an app for your phone, and it actually had a bunch of free horror movies. Believe it or not.
It's pronounced horror.
Well,
does he say it too?
He does.
He does?
He does.
He jumps on me all the time for saying horror instead of horror.
Ah, fuck you.
He's like, this is the only show where we talk about horror.
but I'll look it up. I'll look it up and send you the link, man. I mean, it has a bunch of, like, free-ass movies, man. I mean, it has a bunch of shit in there that, I mean, you might watch, you might not. But it has a very big amount of trauma flicks, like Toxic Avenger and all that shit on there. So.
See, now, I have no problems with Toxic Avenger, but that wasn't a horror movie, though.
Well, yeah, right? Well, see, if you like Toxic Avenger, you'll like Father's Day. I mean, I'm not saying they're in the
same. Let's be honest, and I'll put it up there on Front Street. I haven't seen Toxic Avenger since I was a teenager, so I might not think it's as good of a movie as it once was. Right,
exactly. Exactly. That was one of those, like, we always talk about, you know, had that eight where back in the 80s you got with all your friends and you laughed about the stuff. And
yeah, and like, then you try to watch it sober and you're like, what the fuck was so funny about this shit?
It's like thinking.
But really, I mean, I haven't really gone crazy about anything. It's mostly fucking, you know, family and kid movies now, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing what a child could do to you.
Right? Fuck.
Well, that's why my kid watches horror movies with me.
Cooties was all right.
Cooties was all right? I didn't see that. Did you see Last Shift?
No.
Check that one out. That was pretty good.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the movie. Hey, have you seen this movie? Check it out. Next.
No, because... whatever. We've talked about it on past shows. I forget
who it was.
Yes, we have, because I forget who was the guest that watched it. I think it was Mark.
What, Cooties?
No, Last Shift. Oh. No, it was Chucky, actually. It was Chucky that we talked about it with, because Chucky saw it. Last Shift, about the closing police station, the last night in the police station.
You're right, we did talk about that. Watch that, too, for your apocalypse, you know. You could be Rick Grimes in Texas.
Actually, I saw the trailer for that. I forgot what movie I was watching. It was on there.
It was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually.
Yeah, it caught my eye, and I totally forgot about it. But yeah.
No, check it out. Like I said, it's an abandoned police station. It's kind of like the premise for Assault on Precinct 13. The last night at the station, a new big station opened up, and they send some rookie over there to watch the station. But then it takes a left turn where she's there, and she's getting some, like, ghosts from something that happened in that police station, like some cult that committed suicide in there, and...
Right. Yeah. I remember seeing the gist on the trailer. Yeah. No. What movie did I watch?
Which one is it?
I can't even remember what movie I just bought and it was on there. Yeah, they had the trailer for it on there. I can't remember what it was.
No.
Hey, actually, you want to see a really good comedy? If you don't mind reading subtitles, I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's called Clown with a K.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Oh, dude, you
I don't know if I've seen that or not. I've seen so many clown movies. I know Pete hasn't.
It's not about a fucking.
First of all, it's called Clown. It's not. You're not going to get Pete to watch it.
No. It's not about clowns. It's not about clowns. It's just that I guess the guy is referenced as a fucking clown because the way he fucking is. But it's a TV show from Sweden, and they actually made a movie out of it. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
You're hurting the gurn and running the clown.
Pretty tricky, indie pert.
Pretty much, man. Pretty much.
I'm surprised you guys are mulling over the Phantasm guy. I haven't even talked about him.
I was waiting for somebody to bring that up, man. That shit sucks,
dude. Hey, Phantasm guy, go.
Right. The non horror guy brings it up. There you go.
Chris, didn't we meet him a couple? One of the first.
Yeah, we did. At a convention, the one when it was in Fort Lauderdale.
What was his name? It was like Angus or
Angus. Sure. Jesus. Oh man. What the hell?
Don't butcher it. Don't butcher it. I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to do it.
Angus Beef.
No, Angus. Ah, it starts with an S, right?
Yes.
Do you know it, or you just don't want to say it?
I don't want to butcher it, dude.
Fine, I'll butcher it. I don't give a shit.
Angus.
Is Angus Scrim.
Scrim, there you go, Scrim. Yeah, how could you butcher that?
I don't know, man. You don't mean my pronunciation was shit.
He's gone Texas, so it's Angus Scrim.
Scrim.
Actually, you know what? I can't wait for the 4K transfer of that. What's his face that directed the new Star Wars is doing?
Oh, yeah.
J.J. Abrams. He's doing a... But... They're remastering it. He said he's remastering Phantasm, but there is a part 5 that's coming out with Angus in there before JJ does that.
Right.
Yeah. So
see, like, and I don't even watch horror, and I know that shit.
Hey,
fuck you guys.
Hats off. I'm proud of you for that one.
I was on an episode of Hollywood Babylon.
I think Kevin Smith had something to do with it.
He did.
Did you like the new Mad Max, Pete?
You know what? I did like the new Mad Max. I thought it was a really fucking good movie. I thought it was going to be more, you know, and this is my only argument. I thought it was going to be more about Mad Max than it was about Charlize, but I was happy with it either way. My favorite character in that one was the fucking, was the guy that led everybody into battle, the fucking guitar player.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That guy was awesome. Just fucking, you know, that one scene where he's just relaxing and just, you know, calm, relaxed, and chilled. And then fucking, what? We're going into battle. And then he fucking jumps up, grabs his guitar, just starts playing.
How many musicians, you know, do that?
But yeah, you know, I preferred it to be more about Mad Max, you know, like, especially since it's about the title. You know, if the bitch's name was Fury Road, I could understand it. But the movie was called Mad Max, not Charlize Theron.
Right, right. You know,
yeah, I was kind of iffy on that.
It was still a great flick, man. Even with the title being messed up and not being,
then like, you know, they didn't have the car. Their car was in it for like 2 seconds, and you know,
it was in it at the beginning, then it was in it at the end, where he was like, "Hey, that's my car."
No, because they blew it up in the beginning, more or in the middle, something like that, right?
No, somebody stole, like, when they. I think that was the beginning premise of the movie. He was trying to get his car back. But I don't think they blew it up until the very end.
No, yeah, because they were using it.
Yeah, they were using it.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you guys something here. Tales from the Crypt fans. Are you guys big Crypt fans?
I'm actually looking at all the box sets right now, dude.
Okay, so let me ask you guys your feeling on this one. How do you feel about the remake of Tales from the Crypt by...
I can't stand it because I can't stand him. I know Rob...
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Well, he hasn't done a good movie in a while.
Has he ever done a good movie?
Period.
I didn't get to see The Visit, man, but I heard it was actually pretty
good.
That's
the only one I like from him. That's the only movie I like from him.
You didn't like Sixth Sense?
No, yeah, I did. Okay, I'm sorry. I always forget about that one. I'm not a fan of his.
I didn't see The Devil.
Oh, fuck.
You know what? Nobody else did either.
No, I'm lying there too. God damn, I keep forgetting he did The Devil. Yeah,
okay, well, there's the one guy that saw The Devil.
I'm not a fan of his. He just...
Unbreakable?
Nope, didn't like it.
Oh, dude.
So, are you thinking that he's going to do a bad job?
Pete, wait. Did you like She's All That?
Did I like She's All That?
Yeah.
The Freddie Prinze Jr. movie?
Yeah, he wrote that.
He did write that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, then I guess there's one movie I like.
Nah. I don't like the way he... Like, you know the one that really got to me, that really made me fucking hate him the most? Was the... What was
Lady in the Lake?
The Village?
Oh.
I like The Village. And I like Lady in the Water.
God, man. No way.
Let me tell you something. I've never watched either one of those movies.
Okay. Listen, now correct me where I'm wrong here, Rob, because it's been a long time since I've seen it, and I only saw it fucking once because I hated it. It's about these people that are living out in the middle of fucking the forest, and
it's about Amish people.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. They're living like Amish people, whatever, and they're supposed to be monsters outside the boundaries of their.
No, from my understanding, like, I've never seen the movie, but I think the premises of the movie was they were told that if they ever left that area, that they would be killed by monsters or something like that,
right,
and
they keep hearing
it just
the
scared
monsters,
them enough to leave them there.
Right. No, what it was it was like a scientific experiment. Or whatnot. Was it a scientific? I don't even know.
It wasn't.
Don't be making up shit.
Well, right. No, and they saw the monsters. They saw them.
No, because it's modern times. Because
right. So are you not? That's what I'm saying.
So we're the monsters?
You didn't let me finish what I was trying to. Both of y'all fucking cut me off. They saw the fucking monsters in the forest. The big fucking humpback, whatever fucking things with spikes and shit. Remember, he even tries to kill one or something. Whatever. So then finally somebody ventures out past the walls and at the end of the movie stumbles upon...
Sir. Hunchback, come on, man. Vertically, you know, challenged. That's what they like to be called.
Or dick. Stumbles upon a fucking highway where cars start passing by. Ends up that you find out they're in modern times. They've just been hanging out in the fucking woods. What, a plane never fucking flew over the whole time? A helicopter? They never saw none of this shit?
Maybe they were in a no-fly zone.
Come on, man. I'm not buying it. But my thing with him is he builds you up, And then he just fucking lets you down at the end with his little wannabe surprise fucking endings that suck. I'm not a fan of his. I hope he does a good job because I don't, you know, I don't never want to not see a good horror movie. I hope he does do a good job, but I don't see it. He'll have to prove me wrong.
Swing away, Chris. Swing away.
Just let it out, man. Just let it out, dude.
He was disappointed and let down, you know, when it came to Signs, where it just took water to scare them away.
No, was it? Oh, was that? Yeah, no, that was it. Signs.
That was Signs. Fucking aliens come around, and all it took was just rainwater to fucking scare them.
Oh God, what do you feel about the? Did you see the forest yet?
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Before we jump over there, let's get back to Tales from the Crypt. Let's stay on that for a minute because I'm kind of curious to see what direction they're going to go. If the Crypt Keeper, if anybody heard anything, if he's keeping the Crypt Keeper in there.
No, he's not.
No, he said, he just said, I just was reading it today. He confirmed that there's a case. No, not the same one. He's going to have a Crypt Keeper. But not the same exact Crypt Keeper.
Yeah, but is he going... All right, okay, so we had the Crypt Keeper, the HBO version, which was the decrepit, you know, skeleton puppet that was funny. But the original Tales from the Crypt comics, the Crypt Keeper was an actual, you know, Crypt Keeper. It was a old man, you know, hunched over with the lantern and all that other stuff. So if he's going that route, I'm still cool with that too. But is he going... Is it going to be a TV show series, or is it going to be like a, you know, like Bordello Blood or Demon Knight style?
Or Creep Show or something like that.
Or Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah. I don't know.
Rob, you know anything about that?
I don't know, dude. They haven't said much other than people were arguing that the Crypt Keeper wasn't going to be in it, but I guess if he's changing it.
But it was but it's a TNT production, isn't it? So it has to be a TV show.
Yeah, it's going to be a TV show. I don't remember if I read it was going to be like two episodes, and there were going to be a certain amount of hours to see if it boosts ratings, and then they'll decide if they want to do shows after that. So don't quote me on that. I don't remember very well what I read on it.
I think it's going to be a TV show, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, I hope he proves me wrong just because I want to have something else good to watch. But I don't think that's going to happen with him. Who knows? Hmm. I'm not looking, you know, not going to keep hold my breath for it. Rob, you watching American Horror Story or you don't watch that?
I stopped watching after the first season.
Really?
But
you know what? I just started watching it on this season.
You just started watching it on this season.
No, I stopped, man. I stopped watching. I saw that What's-Her-Face won a Golden Globe last night for it.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. Did you see not to change subject, you know, she did win for American Horror Story, but did you see the look on Leo's face when she walked by?
Dude, I'd be...
she fucking nudged him?
I'd give that face, too, if you've been, you know, acting for how many years now, and this bitch wins a Golden Globe after doing... a shitty ass show.
Oh, come on, dude. It wasn't that. He didn't give that look because of that. He was just like, what the fuck was that? You know, that kind of look. That was the face he gave. But
I don't know, man. If I was Leo and I was...
But was he running up against her for that? I mean,
No. The Golden Globes are a joke. Let's get that out of the way. It's a one big ass joke. Because
exactly. And if I was Leo and I won that night and I was accepting that award, I would have fucking dropped it like somebody dropping a mic. I would have been like, you know what? This is you people are full of shit. Boom, dropped it and walked off the stage.
Well, shit. Ricky Gervais said that at the beginning of the night. He made a joke about that, saying the only people that care about this award are you people.
Yeah, I was working, so I didn't get to watch most of it.
Oh, really? No, my wife watches all those shows, so I, you know, she records them and stuff, and I just wind up watching them. But I like Ricky Gervais. I think he's pretty funny, so.
Oh, I recorded some of it, so I'll probably try to watch it tonight before I go to bed and you know, fast forward and do whatever.
Yeah, she lost it crying on that one, you know. And to be honest with you, she gave a damn good performance on American Horror Story. I'm not going to say that she was a shitty actress.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, she has that under her belt, and she had, Machete 2, I guess?
Was she in Machete?
Yeah, part 2.
Machete.
Machete.
Hey, did you guys see, Chris, did you see, trying to think of the I just had it in front of my face. Now I lost it. Did you see Return of Nukem High Part 4 or whatever the fuck it is?
Part 4? No.
Oh, man. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. And
Snowpiercer? I'm a fan of
Snowpiercer?
Yeah, that I saw.
Oh, that movie's fucking awesome, dude.
That's not a horror, though.
Eh, well, I mean, they're fucking eating people if you think about it. I mean.
Yeah, this is true.
Guys got to give some premises about these movies, man, because, I mean, I could easily say, hey, have you seen this movie? That's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It was
awesome. It's not making me... It's awesome. I must take his word for it. I got to go see it. What was the name of the movie again?
Fuck, it was awesome. Fuck.
Well, when you go watch fucking Trick or Treat, then we'll start. You haven't earned it.
Shit.
I cannot believe how did you even promise me you were going to watch Trick or Treat.
I never said that. Listen, I'm
so shocked he comes back and goes, you know what? I didn't like Trick or Treat.
You know what the funny thing is that, you know, that happen, I did promise I'd watch it. I didn't promise when I'd watch it.
But
I will watch it.
Does that cheap airline flatter you, man? Well, me and Chris will buy like $50 tickets and head over there and make you watch it, dude. We'll hold you up. We'll hold you up like clockwork.
You get his ass. I already told him if his ass gets up here, I'm taking him to Kentucky to that asylum. But still waiting for him to get up here.
Well, you made the reservations, right?
Nope, you didn't give me a date yet.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's why.
Okay. You can get tickets for like $50, dude.
He greyhound that shit.
Nah, it's more expensive for all.
Yeah, right? Yeah, man. I know. By the time he fucking watches Trick or Treat and I wait for his response, I'll be dead. He'll come to my funeral and be like, you know what? I did fucking like it, man.
Nah,
you're
just...
Right, you're right.
I'll watch it when you die and then I'll be like, fuck, man, it took him to die for me to watch this shit.
Yeah, right? Same way you get those videotapes from me.
Chris, didn't you watch Silent Night, Deadly Night, or revisited it?
Yeah. We were actually gonna. That's what we were saying. This is the post holiday show, so I did happen to just check out. I was bored this morning, and I checked out Silent Night, Deadly Night again, which I remember I liked it a lot, man. I remember why I liked it. It was like what, back in 1984. You know, it was funny, like watching it at the beginning. Do you remember the movie, Rob, at all?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay, well, I know Pete doesn't.
What movie is it again?
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie. I never saw it.
No, he doesn't. Exactly. at the beginning of the movie, they're driving in a car down the highway, and the one young kid, I forget how old he is, he's like maybe 4 or 5, he's in the back seat, no seatbelt. The mom's in the front seat holding a newborn baby in her lap. Like, they're driving down the highway, and I'm like, this would never fly today.
Oh, you know? That's how it used to be. Dude,
I know that's how it was.
Well, I have those discussions with Mabel all the time. I'm like, hey, I remember when I was a kid and I flew to New York with my mom. People were smoking on the airplane. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, they used to smoke cigarettes in the fucking flights, dude.
I think if anybody has ever watched the movie The Goods, Jeremy Piven had a great scene where he talked about that, smoking on the airplane.
Oh, does he? I remember the movie. I never got to watch it. I wanted to because...
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Nah, it is a good movie. The DJ.
Yeah.
DJ's fucking hilarious. But yeah, man, and in that movie, Silent Night, Deadly Night, so they're driving down the highway. They go visit the grandfather at the old folks' home who's not talking. He's just fucking like catatonic, you know, like sitting there looking out in space. And they're like, well, we have the... we have his records if you'd like to see him. So both parents leave the 4-year-old kid in the care of the psycho grandfather who's not talking or doing anything. And when, of course, they leave the room, he starts talking to the kid. He's like, you know, it's Christmas Eve, right? You know what happens on Christmas Eve? Santa punishes the bad kids and da-da-da, scares the shit out of the kid. Parents walk back in the room. He goes, you know, comatose again and fucking he's like the kid's scared out of his mind. So they're driving home that night and they find this Santa Claus that just robbed a store or some shit. He's stuck on the end of the on the side of the highway. They pull over to help him. He fucking kills them, like goes to rape the mom or some shit, slits her throat, and the kid witnesses this. So now he's all fucked up. He's in a home for kids. You know, it's like 4 years later or something. Him and the younger brother who's a little bit grown up now. And every time Christmas comes around, he like just freaks out. So he ends up working in a toy store, and they ask him to be Santa Claus. And he's like bugging out the whole time being Santa Claus. And they get him drunk after the store closes. And the guy that owns the store, he's like, all right, go get him, Santa Claus. You know, like, fucking, he's just drunk being stupid, but he's taking it as into go get him, like, I got to go punish the people. So he ends up going on a killing spree. But it's funny, like, in the toy store, you see, like, all the Return of the Jedi toys on the shelves. And, like, it was, I'm sitting there, like, as the movie's playing, I'm just picking out all the old toys I used to have and, like, the old Halloween costumes with the little vinyl pullover things, you know, with the mask with the string on it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Something's
going on? My phone going off.
It's Rock Police Radio.
No.
Need backup. Need backup. Oh, wait, it's Rob's day off. He's not going to bring his gun. But yeah, man, so Silent Night, Deadly Night, that was a pretty cool movie. I forget, like, God, there used to be a lot of holiday movies.
Black Christmas, dude.
Black Christmas. Hell yeah. I love Black Christmas. That's another, what you were saying about people in the walls of the home and shit.
Yeah.
You know the premise on that one? Well, run down the premise on that one for Pete, since he's a big premise guy tonight.
Well, Black Christmas was actually written by Pete's favorite writer/director. He wrote such great classic movies like Porky's and Christmas Story. And, but no, seriously, Black Christmas, man, it was great, man. You got the
original, not the remake.
Yeah, the original. What's the chick's name? Margaret
Thatcher.
Kidder.
Cho.
No, the one from Superman.
Kidder, Margaret Kidder, right?
And then yes, right, Kidder, that's right. Yeah, she's in it. She plays an alcoholic, you know, pretty much what she does for a living. And and it's a sorority house, and the mental patient escapes from the mental institution. You know how these horror movies work out, and hides upstairs in the attic and starts the roommates one by one, and making obscene phone calls from inside the house.
Original.
But it's great, man. I loved it. Yeah, you know, it's one of those.
He like moves about the house through the walls and shit like that.
No, what? He stayed in the attic.
Did he stay in the attic? I thought he moved throughout the walls. Or maybe that was the remake that he did that.
Maybe I didn't. I don't think.
I was gonna say like these houses. I'm seeing all these movies, like the one we just watched, the one we mentioned earlier, Homebound.
Homebound. Yeah.
Homebound and Children on the Stairs and all these other movies where like these people are moving around in the halls, like. I mean, behind the walls, like, where are these houses that there's huge rooms that, like, nobody knows about in their houses, you know?
I don't know, that's Pete. He lives in an old house probably up in Tennessee or wherever the hell he's at.
I do live in a nice old house in here in Tennessee.
And does it have, you know, false walls and stuff, or?
Well, he wouldn't know about it. You don't know until some psycho comes out of him, apparently.
I think I know every crevice of this house. I've lived here long enough to know that I don't think anybody come in here.
But although, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you see these movies where there's, like, literally huge rooms back there where they, not, you know, a hole gets poked in the wall. I'm like, oh, wow, look, there's a whole other room there. Or, like, Amityville, you know, like, there's a whole other room back there. And where'd this room come from? And, oh, they used to do sacrifices there and all this crazy shit. Speaking of Amityville, before we wrap the show up, The Conjuring 2, they're supposed to touch on that, I guess, like they did with the Annabelle doll.
Right. I mean, I don't know if you've read the actual... story Balls. Behind those two. They actually, I think they were called upon to go to that house and check it out when the Lutz were living in it. But they I guess they wanted them to sign some type of contract. I don't know, man. I vaguely remember.
Who wanted? No, I know the story pretty good. Who wanted them to sign the contract?
Because they wanted to do that.
Your mother.
They wanted to do the fucking thing of the Amityville, the Lutz or whoever fucking made the Amityville horror story crap bullshit.
Hey, Amityville was real.
Right.
Fake.
I thought part two was better than the original.
So it was. Part two was better than the original. I love that shit. That shit was creepy, man. Yeah, but I was reading something where it says that they're going to, which is pretty stupid, why not just name the whole family? It says they're going to send, like, the part that they do the Amityville, because it's the Conjuring 2 is about the Enfield case, not the Amityville. The Enfield case is that
they, like I said, I think they went to that house and visited, and something happened between them and the Lutz where there was some type of disagreement, and they walked off. And so I don't know how much they're going to show of them actually going.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a lot. Well, no, they did it. They did a big the Warrens, who you're talking about. The Warrens did a big investigation after they moved out. Like, while they were living there, they didn't do anything. It was afterwards that they had the big seance there. Okay. Yeah. They had the big seance and all that shit there. I was reading that it says the characters they're going to focus on for the Amityville part is Ronald Sr., the father, Louise, the mom, Allison, and Dawn, the daughters. What about Ronald Jr.? You know? Like, how could you not have him in the... that's the story, is Ronald Jr., but specifically said they're going to focus on them. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, don't forget, with all the stuff that changed with these... with the laws and stuff, you know, you know that's why you got like Charles Manson and John Wayne Gacy. They, you know, when they were making art and stuff, they can't sell it to the public. They can't make money off their stuff. So that's probably why they're not including
so much.
In the
movie. So much has already been made about Ronald DeFeo that, like, what could you not? You know,
man,
movies already out there.
What do you mean can't be sold off to the public? Because they auctioned that shit off.
They auctioned off Bundy's VW.
Yeah, but they can't do they can't profit off of it anymore, like to make films or stuff like that.
Oh, to make films, okay.
Yeah,
because I was just saying, didn't the Beatles write sing Helter Skelter?
Yeah.
But was that before or after the murders?
I don't know, but I know that. Well, that's a good point.
I think that song just got, you know, linked to the fucking
labeled. Murder. Yeah.
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 But I don't think it was. It was done because of Charles Manson.
Well, no, because I know that there was a lot of, you know, there was actual Charles Manson songs that got recorded. I can't remember exactly who it was. I think it was one of the Beach Boys. Or
how those fucking. Oh, I thought you meant Charles Manson's.
No. He wrote.
I can only imagine how those sounded.
No, he wrote songs and sold them off, or not sold them, really? But gave them to certain artists, and they sang. Here, let me look that up. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna look
I think
up.
The didn't he try to jump on the Beach Boys at one point?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, fucker. Dude, it's fucking crazy, dude. For real, dude.
And I hate the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys would drive me to kill. So I only imagine if he was in it.
Chucky, it's your time for solo.
Yeah, right.
Actually, you know what? I did like that last Chucky, man.
Yeah, so did I. I did too.
You know, they brought it back.
They brought it back to horror, which Pete will disagree. And I agree with Pete on that I like the comedy Chucky too, but I like the scary, you know, scary aspect of it better. But for Pete, there is no Chucky unless he's doing comedy.
That's right. I like stand-up Chucky better than...
Like the... Did you ever get to see that at Halloween Horror Nights where... I forget what they called it, a night with Chucky or something, where you went into a big auditorium and there was an actual Chucky doll on stage. And however they do it now, like, you know, with Disney World, where they have cameras and they can see the audience, and he just does stand up on people in the audience. He likes talk shit about them.
No, I didn't see that. No.
You never got to see that? Yeah.
No.
That was cool. You go into like a big fucking room and he just picks people out and starts ragging on them. It's like a real interactive thing with Chucky. It's pretty cool.
Pete is still looking up shit.
What were you looking up? Oh, the Beach Boy thing.
No, not the Beach Boys. Just who's recorded Charles Manson music.
Manson songs. Material. Trent Reznor.
Well, I think Marilyn Manson actually recorded one, but that's not a surprise.
Yeah. Well, they recorded in the Tate House. I remember
Did they?
They record. Oh, shit. Who did Nine Inch Nails? He recorded the Downward Spiral in the Tate House. I could be mistaken, somebody might correct me on that, but he recorded that album in there, and he has the Door with the blood writing on it. That's another thing that he got a hold of that he owns. And wasn't Jonathan Davis the one who bought the VW?
Yeah, he has the Bundy VW.
He sold all that shit off.
Sold it, right?
Yeah, he bought up a bunch of murder memorabilia. Like, he has a lot of John Wayne Gacy paintings, the VW that Bundy owned.
Right. Why can't I get no fucking serial killer memorabilia?
You ain't got no money.
My luck, my luck, I'd be the one that come across like a fucking dick in a jar from Dahmer or something like that.
What's
That's the only thing I'd be able to afford.
Time for him to play the lotto and win us $808 million.
Oh, shit.
Hell, man, it's going to be $1.3 billion by the time...
No, it is $1.3 billion, but the cash option after taxes is like $800 million.
Oh, only? Seriously? Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, man, I'll tell you what, man. I we're getting off the subject here, but if I hit that shit, man, we all are eating. I'm taking everything. For real. Bro, I swear to God, everybody I know is getting $1 million just to come fucking... So I got to pay your way when we go out on the road and visit all these haunted attractions.
Oh, man.
Everybody's getting set. I've already said that.
Oh, shit, man. Well, on that note, I got to get the boy off the bed.
All right.
I'd like to point out that we made it a whole show without bringing up Halloween and Michael Myers.
Oh, shit. You ruined that now, motherfucker.
For that's a feat. That's a...
Your mic is off to shit now again.
Okay, I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say something negative.
No,
you're a perfect Michael Myers fan, bitch.
What time is it?
It's time to end the show. So with that, we want to thank everybody for listening in, and we want to thank our guest Rob Hernandez for being on the show. We will have you back if you are willing to come back and put up with our bullshit. So,
yeah, if it's like this, just talking smack and then just.
That's all a podcast is, sir.
What you think it was going to be?
I don't even know, dude. I thought it was going to be like, hey, Rob, who's behind this door? You know?
Oh, yeah. It's your ex, Rob. See if you. Yes, listen. You took her to pick strawberries.
Oh, man.
Okay. That was actual true story, by the way. All right, we're good, guys. We will we'll see you guys next week on Fright Night. Thanks for having us in your homes and ears. I am Chris Lee.
I'm Pete.
I'm just some guest.
We'll see you.